The CIA has come under criticism from some Democratic senators for allegedly withholding intelligence on Iraq. In July, the Senate Intelligence Committee asked the director of the CIA, George Tenet, to provide a national intelligence estimate. This is a periodic formal analysis bringing together the views of all the government's intelligence agencies about the threat posed by Iraq's conventional military as well as its weapons of mass destruction. So far, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, that analysis has not been forthcoming.
Florida Democrat Bob Graham, chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, called the CIA's behavior obstructionism. For weeks, the Senate committee has been expecting to receive a new national intelligence estimate on Iraq. Finally, at 10 p.m. Tuesday night, it received a report limited to Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Too late, some Democrats complained, to digest before a meeting scheduled with CIA leaders yesterday. Today, the CIA released a declassified account of Iraq's prohibited weapons. Senator Graham said the report was incomplete, failing to provide analysis of Iraq's conventional military strength and the possible effects of a war in Iraq on other nations in the Middle East. Some senators suspect the Bush administration does not want to provide a full-fledged national intelligence estimate on Iraq, and Mel Goodman thinks he knows why. Goodman is a former senior CIA analyst, now with the Center for International Policy in Washington.
I don't think the administration wants a national intelligence estimate because it will show how weak the Iraqi military is. If Iraq is an imminent threat, that's juxtaposed to the fact that the intelligence community thinks that the Iraq military is maybe one-third the size of what it was 10 years ago.
Conversations with several former CIA analysts, some of whom participated in the writing of such national intelligence estimates in the past, reveal a profound skepticism about the intelligence on Iraq. The argument has been muddied, though, by the demand on the part of some senators for an additional intelligence report on the role the CIA expects to play in special operations in Iraq should a military campaign occur. The CIA has refused to provide this, and the former CIA analysts say it shouldn't. Yesterday on the floor of the Senate, Republican John Kyle of Arizona said the administration should not reveal details about possible CIA operations in Iraq.
What was being requested here was wrong, and the administration was right to say, I'm sorry, we can't give that to you. And the debate should not be adversely influenced by this unfortunate set of circumstances. No one here should be led down this path that says, oh, one of the reasons we shouldn't act yet, or that we should deny the administration the authority, is because they've stonewalled us. They haven't given us information that we need before we can make a judgment.
This kind of fight over intelligence estimates is not new. Many administrations, going back to President Johnson during the Vietnam War, have pressured their CIA directors to provide intelligence to support an already determined policy, even if more accurate analysis might argue for a change in that policy. Mel Goodman says the argument over the national intelligence estimate suggests that key figures in the Bush administration, such as Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, have already made up their mind and do not want intelligence to challenge that.
The fact that George Bush went to the United Nations a couple of weeks ago and didn't have any up-to-date information, it continues to be dated and circumstantial, makes you wonder what intelligence we have. Is the CIA giving intelligence to the policy community, particularly to defense, that Rumsfeld wants? Is there some dissatisfaction between the White House, the policy community, and the CIA? And I'm inclined to think that there is.
The declassified report released by the CIA today concludes Iraq continues to acquire weapons of mass destruction. It has renewed production of chemical and biological weapons, the report says, but probably does not yet have a nuclear weapon. If Iraq were to acquire bomb-grade uranium from abroad, it might have a nuclear bomb within a year. On its own, the report states, Iraq probably would not be able to produce such a weapon until the second half of this decade. The declassified CIA report says nothing about whether Iraq might provide these weapons to terrorists. Mike Schuster, NPR News.